for help. A warning for the people of Jerusalem. Chapter 6. The Lord said, "Run for your lives, people of Benjamin. Get out of Jerusalem. Sound a trumpet in Tekoa, and light a signal fire in Beth Hakerem. Soon you will be struck by disaster from the north. Jerusalem is a lovely pasture, but shepherds will surround it and divide it up, then let their flocks eat all the grass. Kings will tell their troops, 'If we reach Jerusalem in the morning, we'll attack at noon. But if we arrive later, we'll attack after dark and destroy its fortresses.' I am the Lord all-powerful, and I will command these armies to chop down trees and build a ramp up to the walls of Jerusalem. People of Jerusalem, I must punish you for your injustice. Evil pours from your city like water from a spring. Sounds of violent crimes echo within your walls. Victims are everywhere, wounded and dying. Listen to me, you people of Jerusalem and Judah. I will abandon you, and your land will become an empty desert. I will tell your enemies to leave your nation bare like a vine stripped of grapes. I, the Lord All-Powerful, have spoken." Jeremiah's anger. "I have told the people that you, Lord, will punish them, but they just laugh and refuse to listen. Your anger against Judah flames up inside me, and I can't hold it in much longer. The Lord's anger will sweep everyone away." The Lord answered, "Don't hold back my anger. Let it sweep away everyone. The children at play, and all adults, young and old alike. I'll punish the people of Judah, and give to others their houses and fields, as well as their wives. I, the Lord, have spoken. Everyone is greedy and dishonest, whether poor or rich. Even the prophets and priests cannot be trusted. All they ever offer to my deeply wounded people are empty hopes for peace. They should be ashamed of their disgusting sins, but they don't even blush. And so when I punish Judah, they will end up on the ground, dead like everyone else. I, the Lord, have spoken." The people of Judah rejected God's way of life. The Lord said, "My people, when you stood at the crossroads, I told you, 'Follow the road your ancestors took, and you will find peace.' But you refused. I also sent prophets to warn you of danger, but when they sounded the alarm, you paid no attention. So I tell all nations on earth, watch what I will do. My people ignored me and rejected my laws. They planned to do evil, and now the evil they planned will happen to them. People of Judah, you bring me incense from Sheba and spices from distant lands. You offer sacrifices of all kinds, but why bother? I hate these gifts of yours. So I will put stumbling blocks in your path, and everyone will die, including parents and children, neighbors and friends." An army from the north. The Lord said, "Look toward the north, where a powerful nation has prepared for war. Its well-armed troops are cruel and never show mercy. Their galloping horses sound like ocean waves pounding on the shore. This army will attack you, lovely Jerusalem. Then the people said, just hearing about them makes us tremble with fear, and we twist and turn in pain like a woman giving birth. The Lord said, don't work in your fields or walk along the roads. It's too dangerous. The enemy is well armed and attacks without warning. So mourn, my people, as though your only child had died. Wear clothes made of sackcloth and roll in the ash pile. The Lord's people must be tested. The Lord said, Jeremiah, test my people as though they were metal, and you'll find they are hard like bronze and iron. They are stubborn rebels, always spreading lies. Silver can be purified in a fiery furnace. But my people are too wicked to be made pure, and so I have rejected them. Jeremiah speaks in the temple, chapter 7. The Lord told me to stand by the gate of the temple and to tell the people who were going in that the Lord All-Powerful, the God of Israel, had said, pay attention, people of Judah. Change your ways and start living right. Then I will let you keep on living in your own country. Don't fool yourselves. My temple is here in Jerusalem, but that doesn't mean I will protect you. I will keep you safe only if you change your ways. Be fair and honest with each other. Stop taking advantage of foreigners, orphans, and widows. Don't kill innocent people, and stop worshiping other gods. Then I will let you enjoy a long life in this land I gave your ancestors. But just look at what is happening. You put your trust in worthless lies. You steal and murder. You lie in court and are unfaithful in marriage. You worship idols and offer incense to Baal, when these gods have never done anything for you. And then you come into my temple and worship me. Do you think I will protect you so that you can go on sinning? You are thieves, and you have made my temple your hideout. But I've seen everything you have done. Go to Shiloh, where my sacred tent once stood. Take a look at what I did there. My people Israel sinned, and so I destroyed Shiloh. While you have been sinning, I have been trying to talk to you, but you refuse to listen. Don't think this temple will protect you. Long ago I told your ancestors to build it and worship me here. But now I have decided to tear it down, just as I destroyed Shiloh. And as for you, people of Judah, I'm going to send you away from my land, just as I sent away the people of Ephraim and the other northern tribes. Punishment for worshiping other gods. Jeremiah, don't pray for these people. I, the Lord, would refuse to listen. Do you see what the people of Judah are doing in their towns and in the streets of Jerusalem? Children gather firewood. Their fathers build fires, and their mothers mix dough to bake bread for the goddess they call the Queen of Heaven. They even offer wine sacrifices to other gods, just to insult me. But they are not only insulting me. They are also insulting themselves by doing these shameful things. And now I, the Lord All-Powerful, will flood Judah with my fiery anger until nothing is left. No people or animals, no trees or crops. It is useless to offer sacrifices. The Lord told me to say to the people of Judah, I am the Lord all-powerful, the God of Israel, but I won't accept sacrifices from you. So don't even bother bringing them to me. You might as well just cook the meat for yourselves. At the time I brought your ancestors out of Egypt, I didn't command them to offer sacrifices to me. Instead, I told them, if you listen to me and do what I tell you, I will be your God, you will be my people, and all will go well for you. But your ancestors refused to listen. They were stubborn, and whenever I wanted them to go one way, they always went the other. Ever since your ancestors left Egypt, I have been sending my servants, the prophets, to speak for me. But you have ignored me and become even more stubborn and sinful than your ancestors ever were. Slaughter Valley. The Lord said, Jeremiah, no matter what you do, the people won't listen. So you must say to them, People of Judah, I am the Lord your God, but you have refused to obey me, and you didn't change when I punished you. And now you no longer even pretend to be faithful to me. Shave your head bald and throw away the hair. Sing a funeral song on top of a barren hill. You people have made me angry, and I have abandoned you. You have disobeyed me by putting your disgusting idols in my temple. And now the temple itself is disgusting to me. At Topheth in Hinnom Valley, you have built altars where you kill your children and burn them as sacrifices to other gods. I would never think of telling you to do this. So watch out. Someday that place will no longer be called Topheth or Hinnom Valley. It will be called Slaughter Valley, because you will bury your dead there until you run out of room. And then bodies will lie scattered on the ground. Birds and wild animals will come and eat, and no one will be around to scare them off. When I am finished with your land, there will be deathly silence in the empty ruins of Jerusalem and the towns of Judah. No happy voices, no sounds of parties or wedding celebrations. Chapter 8. Then the bones of the dead kings of Judah and their officials will be dug up, along with the bones of the priests, the prophets, and everyone else in Jerusalem who loved and worshipped the sun, moon, and stars. These bones will be scattered and left lying on the ground like trash, where the sun and moon and stars can shine on them. Some of you people of Judah will be left alive, but I will force you to go to foreign countries, and you will wish you were dead. I, the Lord God all-powerful, have spoken. The people took the wrong road. The Lord said, People of Jerusalem, when you stumble and fall, you get back up. And if you take a wrong road, you turn around and go back. So why do you refuse to come back to me? Why do you hold so tightly to your false gods? I listen carefully, but none of you admit that you've done wrong. Without a second thought, you run down the wrong road like cavalry troops charging into battle. Storks, doves, swallows, and thrushes all know when it's time to fly away for the winter and when to come back. But you, my people, don't know what I demand. You say, "We are wise because we have the teachings and laws of the Lord." But I say that your teachers have turned my words into lies. Your wise men have rejected what I say, and so they have no wisdom. Now they will be trapped and put to shame. They won't know what to do. I'll give their wives and fields to strangers. Everyone is greedy and dishonest, whether poor or rich. Even the prophets and priests cannot be trusted. All they ever offer to my deeply wounded people are empty hopes for peace. They should be ashamed of their disgusting sins, but they don't even blush. And so when I punish Judah, they will end up on the ground, dead, like everyone else. I will wipe them out. They are vines without grapes, fig trees without figs or leaves. They have not done a thing that I told them. I, the Lord, have spoken. The people and their punishment. The people of Judah say to each other, "What are we waiting for? Let's run to a town with walls and die there." We rebelled against the Lord, and we were sentenced to die by drinking poison. We had hoped for peace and a time of healing, but all we got was terror. Our enemies have reached the town of Dan in the north, and the snorting of their horses makes us tremble with fear. The enemy will destroy Jerusalem and our entire nation. No one will survive. "Watch out," the Lord says. "I'm sending poisonous snakes to attack you, and no one can stop them." Jeremiah mourns for his people. "I'm burdened with sorrow and feel like giving up. In a foreign land, my people are crying. Listen," you'll hear them say. "Has the Lord deserted Zion? Is he no longer its king?" I hear the Lord reply, "Why did you make me angry by worshiping useless idols?" The people complain, "Spring and summer have come and gone, but still the Lord hasn't rescued us." My people are crushed, and so is my heart. I am horrified and mourn. If medicine and doctors may be found in Gilead, why aren't my people healed? Chapter 9. I wish that my eyes were fountains of tears, so I could cry day and night for my people who were killed. I wish I could go into the desert and find a hiding place from all who are treacherous and unfaithful to God. The Lord answers Jeremiah. The Lord replied, "Lies come from the mouths of my people, like arrows from a bow. With each dishonest deed, their power increases, and not one of them will admit that I am God." Jeremiah, all your friends and relatives tell lies about you, so don't trust them. They wear themselves out, always looking for a new way to cheat their friends. Everyone takes advantage of everyone else, and no one will admit that I am God. And so I will purify the hearts of my people, just as gold is purified in a furnace. I have no other choice. They say they want peace, but this lie is deadly, like an arrow that strikes when you least expect it. Give me one good reason not to punish them as they deserve. I, the Lord All-Powerful, have spoken. Jeremiah weeps for his people. I weep for the pasture land in the hill country. It's so barren and scorched that no one travels there. No cattle can be found there, and birds and wild animals have all disappeared. I heard the Lord reply, "When I am finished, Jerusalem and the towns of Judah will be piles of ruins where only jackals live." Why the land was destroyed. I said to the Lord, "None of us can understand why the land has become like an uncrossable desert. Won't you explain why?" The Lord said, "I destroyed the land because the people disobeyed me and rejected my laws and teachings. They were stubborn and worshipped Baal, just as their ancestors did. So I, the Lord All-Powerful, the God of Israel, promise them poison to eat and drink. I'll scatter them in foreign countries that they and their ancestors have never even heard of. Finally, I will send enemy soldiers to kill every last one of them." The women who are paid to weep. The Lord All-Powerful said, "Send for the women who are paid to weep at funerals, especially the women who can cry the loudest." The people answered, "Let them come quickly and cry for us until our own eyes are flooded with tears. Now those of us on Zion cry, 'We are ruined. We can't stand the shame. Our homes have been destroyed, and we must leave our land.' We ask you, women, to pay attention to what the Lord says. We will teach you a funeral song that you can teach your daughters and friends. We were in our fortress, but death sneaked in through our windows. It even struck down children at play, and our strongest young men. The Lord has told us the ground will be covered with dead bodies, like stalks of ungathered grain, or like manure." What the Lord likes best. The Lord says, "Don't brag about your wisdom or strength or wealth. If you feel you must brag, then have enough sense to brag about worshiping me, the Lord. What I like best is showing kindness, justice, and mercy to everyone on earth. Someday I will punish the nations of Egypt, Edom, Ammon, and Moab, and the tribes of the desert. The men of these nations are circumcised, but they don't worship me. And it's the same with you people of Judah. Your bodies are circumcised, but your hearts are unchanged." The Lord talks about idols. Chapter 10. The Lord said, "Listen to me, you people of Israel. Don't follow the customs of those nations who become frightened when they see something strange happen in the sky. Their religion is worthless. They chop down a tree, carve the wood into an idol, cover it with silver and gold, and then nail it down so it won't fall over. An idol is no better than a scarecrow. It can't speak, and it has to be carried because it can't walk. Why worship an idol that can't help or harm you?" Jeremiah praises the Lord. "Our Lord, great and powerful, you alone are God. You are King of the nations. Everyone should worship you. No human anywhere on earth is wiser than you. Idols are worthless, and anyone who worships them is a fool. Idols are made by humans. A carver shapes the wood. A metal worker hammers out a covering of gold from Uphaz, or of silver from Tarshish. Then the idol is dressed in blue and purple clothes. You, Lord, are the only true and living God. You will rule for all time. When you are angry, the earth shakes, and nations are destroyed. You told me to say that idols did not create the heavens and the earth, and that you, the Lord, will destroy every idol. With your wisdom and power, you created the earth and spread out the heavens. The waters in the heavens roar at your command. You make clouds appear. You send the winds from your storehouse and make lightning flash in the rain. People who make idols are so stupid. They will be disappointed because their false gods are not alive. Idols are merely a joke, and when the time is right, they will be destroyed. But you, Israel's God, created all things, and you chose Israel to be your very own. Your name is the Lord All-Powerful. Judah will be thrown from its land. I said to the people of Judah, "Gather your things. You are surrounded. The Lord said these troubles will lead to your capture, and he will throw you from this land like a rock from a sling." The people answered, "We are wounded and doomed to die. Why did we say we could stand the pain? Our homes are destroyed. Our children are dead. No one is left to help us find shelter." But I told them, "Our leaders were stupid failures because they refused to listen to the Lord. And so we've been scattered like sheep. Sounds of destruction rumble from the north like distant thunder. Soon our towns will be ruins where jackals live." Jeremiah prays, "I know, Lord, that we humans are not in control of our own lives. Correct me as I deserve, but not in your anger, or I will be dead. Our enemies refuse to admit that you are God or to worship you. They have wiped out our people and left our nation lying in ruins. So get angry and sweep them away." Judah has broken the Lord's agreement. Chapter 11. The Lord God told me to say to the people of Judah and Jerusalem, "I, the Lord, am warning you that I will put a curse on anyone who doesn't keep the agreement I made with Israel. So pay attention to what it says. My commands haven't changed since I brought your ancestors out of Egypt, a nation that seemed like a blazing furnace where iron ore is melted. I told your ancestors that if they obeyed my commands, I would be their God, and they would be my people. Then I did what I had promised and gave them this wonderful land where you now live." "Yes, Lord," I replied, "that's true." Then the Lord told me to say to everyone on the streets of Jerusalem and in the towns of Judah, "Pay attention to the commands in my agreement with you. Ever since I brought your ancestors out of Egypt, I have been telling your people to obey me. But you and your ancestors have always been stubborn. You have refused to listen, and instead you have done whatever your sinful hearts have desired. You have not kept the agreement we made, so I will make you suffer every curse that goes with it." The Lord said to me, "Jeremiah, the people of Judah and Jerusalem, are plotting against me. They have sinned in the same way their ancestors did, by turning from me and worshipping other gods. The northern kingdom of Israel broke the agreement I made with your ancestors, and now the southern kingdom of Judah has done the same. Here is what I have decided to do. I will bring suffering on the people of Judah and Jerusalem, and no one will escape. They will beg me to help, but I won't listen to their prayers. Then they will offer sacrifices to their other gods and ask them for help. After all, the people of Judah have more gods than towns, and more altars for Baal than there are streets in Jerusalem. But those gods won't be able to rescue the people of Judah from disaster. Jeremiah, don't pray for these people or beg me to rescue them. If you do, I won't listen, and I certainly won't listen if they pray. Then the Lord told me to say to the people of Judah, "You are my chosen people, but you have no right to be here in my temple doing such terrible things. The sacrifices you offer me won't protect you from disaster, so stop celebrating. Once you were like an olive tree covered with fruit, but soon I will send a noisy mob to break off your branches and set you on fire. I am the Lord all-powerful. You people of Judah were like a tree that I had planted, but you have made me angry by offering sacrifices to Baal, just as the northern kingdom did. And now I am going to pull you up by the roots." The plot to kill Jeremiah. Some people plotted to kill me, and like a lamb being led to the butcher, I knew nothing about their plans. But then the Lord told me that they had planned to chop me down like a tree, fruit and all, so that no one would ever remember me again. I prayed, "Lord all-powerful, you always do what is right, and you know every thought. So I trust you to help me and to take revenge." Then the Lord said, "Jeremiah, some men from Anathoth say they will kill you if you keep on speaking for me. But I will punish them. Their young men will die in battle, and their children will starve to death. And when I am finished, no one from their families will be left alive." Jeremiah complains to the Lord. Chapter 12. "Whenever I complain to you, Lord, you are always fair. But now I have questions about your justice. Why is life easy for sinners? Why are they successful? You plant them like trees. You let them prosper and produce fruit. Yet even when they praise you, they don't mean it. But you know, Lord, how faithful I've always been, even in my thoughts. So drag my enemies away and butcher them like sheep. How long will the ground be dry and the pasturelands parched? The birds and animals are dead and gone. And all of this happened because the people are so sinful. They even brag, 'God can't see the sins we commit.'" The Lord answers Jeremiah, "Jeremiah, if you get tired in a race against people, how can you possibly run against horses? If you fall in open fields, what will happen in the forest along the Jordan River? Even your own family has turned against you. They act friendly, but don't trust them. They're out to get you, and so is everyone else." The Lord is furious with his people. I loved my people and chose them as my very own. But now I will reject them and hand them over to their enemies. My people have turned against me and roar at me like lions. That's why I hate them. My people are like a hawk surrounded and attacked by other hawks. Tell the wild animals to come and eat their fill. My beautiful land is ruined, like a field or a vineyard trampled by shepherds and stripped bare by their flocks. Every field I see lies barren, and no one cares. A destroying army marches along desert roads and attacks everywhere. They are my deadly sword. No one is safe from them. My people, you planted wheat, but because I was furious, I let only weeds grow. You wore yourselves out for nothing. The Lord will have pity on other nations. The Lord said, I gave this land to my people Israel, but enemies around it have attacked and robbed it. So I will uproot them from their own countries, just as I will uproot Judah from its land. But later, I will have pity on these nations and bring them back to their own lands. They once taught my people to worship Baal. But if they admit I am the only true God, and if they let my people teach them how to worship me, these nations will also become my people. However, if they don't listen to me, I will uproot them from their lands and completely destroy them. I, the Lord, have spoken. Jeremiah's Linen Shorts, Chapter 13. The Lord told me, go and buy a pair of linen shorts. Wear them for a while, but don't wash them. So I bought a pair of shorts and put them on. Then the Lord said, take off the shorts. Go to Pera and hide the shorts in a crack between some large rocks. And that's what I did. Sometime later the Lord said, go back and get the shorts. I went back and dug the shorts out of their hiding place. But the cloth had rotted, and the shorts were ruined. Then the Lord said, Jeremiah, I will use Babylonia to destroy the pride of the people of Judah and Jerusalem. The people of Judah are evil and stubborn. So instead of listening to me, they do whatever they want, and even worship other gods. When I am finished with these people, they will be good for nothing, just like this pair of shorts. These shorts were tight around your waist, and that's how tightly I held onto the kingdoms of Israel and Judah. I wanted them to be my people. I wanted to make them famous, so that other nations would praise and honor me. But they refused to obey me. Wine jars. The Lord said, Jeremiah, tell the people of Judah, the Lord God of Israel orders you to fill your wine jars with wine. They will answer, of course we fill our wine jars with wine. Why are you telling us something we already know? Then say to them, I am the Lord, and what I'm going to do will make everyone in Judah and Jerusalem appear to be full of wine. And the worst ones will be the kings of David's family, and the priests and the prophets. Then I will smash them against each other like jars. I will have no pity on the young or the old, and they will all be destroyed. I, the Lord, have spoken. The people of Judah will be taken away. people of Judah, don't be too proud to listen to what the Lord has said. You hope for light, but God is sending darkness. Evening shadows already deepen in the hills. So return to God and confess your sins to Him before you trip and fall. If you are too proud to listen, I will weep alone. Tears will stream from my eyes when the Lord's people are taken away as prisoners. The Lord told me to tell you that your king and his mother must surrender their thrones and remove their crowns. The cities in the southern desert are surrounded. No one can get in or out. Everyone in Judah will be taken away. Jerusalem, you were so proud of ruling the people of Judah. But where are they now? Look north, and you will see your enemies approaching. You once trusted them to help, but now I'll let them rule you. What do you say about that? You will be in pain, like a woman giving birth. Do you know why your clothes were torn off and you were abused? It was because of your terrible sins. Can you ever change and do what's right? Can people change the color of their skin? Or can a leopard remove its spots? If so, then maybe you can change and learn to do right. I will scatter you, just as the desert wind blows husks from grain tossed in the air. I won't change my mind. I, the Lord, have spoken. You rejected me and worshiped false gods. You were married to me, but you were unfaithful. You even became a prostitute by worshiping disgusting gods on hilltops and in fields. So I'll rip off your clothes and leave you naked and ashamed for everyone to see. You are doomed. Will you ever be worthy to worship me again? The land dries up. Chapter 14. When there had been no rain for a long time, the Lord told me to say to the people, Judah and Jerusalem weep as the land dries up. Rulers send their servants to the storage pits for water, but there's none to be found. They return in despair with their jars still empty. There has been no rain, and farmers feel sick as they watch cracks appear in the dry ground. A deer gives birth in a field, then abandons her newborn fawn and leaves in search of grass. Wild donkeys go blind from starvation, so they stand on barren hilltops and sniff the air, hoping to smell green grass. The Lord's people pray. Our terrible sins may demand that we be punished. But if you rescue us, Lord, everyone will see how great you are. You're our only hope. You alone can save us now. You help us one day, but you're gone the next. Did this disaster take you by surprise? Are you a warrior with your hands tied? You have chosen us, and your temple is here. Don't abandon us. The Lord's answer. My people, you love to wander away. You don't even try to stay close to me. So now I will reject you and punish you for your sins. I, the Lord, have spoken. Lying prophets. The Lord said, Jeremiah, don't ask me to help these people. They may even go without eating and offer sacrifices to please me and to give thanks. But when they cry out for my help, I won't listen. and I won't accept their sacrifices. Instead, I'll send war, starvation, and disease to wipe them out." I replied, "The other prophets keep telling everyone that you won't send starvation or war, and that you're going to give us peace." The Lord answered, "They claim to speak for me, but they're lying. I didn't even speak to them, much less choose them to be my prophets. Their messages come from worthless dreams, useless fortune-telling, and their own imaginations. Those lying prophets say there will be peace and plenty of food. But I say that those same prophets will die from war and hunger. And everyone who listens to them will be killed, just as they deserve. Their dead bodies will be thrown out into the streets of Jerusalem, because their families will also be dead, and no one will be left to bury them." Jeremiah, go and tell the people how you feel about all this. So I told them, "Tears will flood my eyes both day and night, because my nation suffers from a deadly wound. In the fields I see the bodies of those killed in battle, and in the towns I see crowds dying of hunger. But the prophets and priests go about their business without understanding what has happened." Jeremiah prays to the Lord, "Have you rejected Judah, Lord? Do you hate Jerusalem? Why did you strike down Judah with a fatal wound? We had hoped for peace and a time of healing, but all we got was terror. We and our ancestors are guilty of rebelling against you. If you save us, it will show how great you are. Don't let our enemies disgrace your temple, your beautiful throne. Don't forget that you promised to rescue us. Idols can't send rain, and showers don't fall by themselves. Only you control the rain, so we put our trust in you, the Lord our God. The people of Judah will die." Chapter 15. The Lord said to me, "Even if Moses and Samuel were here praying with you, I wouldn't change my mind. So send the people of Judah away. And when they ask where they are going, tell them that I, the Lord, have said, 'Some of you are going to die of horrible diseases. Others are going to die in war or from starvation. The rest will be led away to a foreign country. I will punish you in four different ways. You'll be killed in war, and your bodies dragged off by dogs. Your flesh will be eaten by birds, and your bones will be chewed on by wild animals. This punishment will happen because of the horrible things your king Manasseh did, and you will be disgusting to all nations on earth. People of Jerusalem, who will feel sorry for you? Will anyone bother to ask if you are well? My people, you abandoned me and walked away. I am tired of showing mercy. That's why I'll destroy you, by scattering you like straw blown by the wind. I will punish you with sorrow and death, because you refuse to change your ways. There will be more widows in Judah than grains of sand on a beach. A surprise attack at noon, and the mothers in Jerusalem mourn for their children. A mother is in deep despair and struggles for breath. Her daylight has turned to darkness. She has suffered the loss of her seven sons. I will kill anyone who survives. I, the Lord, have spoken. Jeremiah complains. I wish I had never been born. I'm always in trouble with everyone in Judah. I never lend or borrow money, but everyone curses me just the same. Then the Lord replied, I promise to protect you. And when disaster comes, even your enemies will beg you for help. The enemy cannot be defeated. The Lord told me to say, People of Judah, just as you can't break iron mixed with bronze, you can't defeat the enemies that will attack from the north. I will give them everything you own, because you have sinned everywhere in your country. My anger is a fire that cannot be put out. So I will make you slaves of your enemies in a foreign land. Jeremiah complains again. You can see how I suffer insult after insult, all because of you, Lord. Don't be so patient with my enemies. Take revenge on them before they kill me. When you spoke to me, I was glad to obey, because I belong to you, the Lord All-Powerful. I don't go to parties and have a good time. Instead, I keep to myself, because you have filled me with your anger. I am badly injured and in constant pain. Are you going to disappoint me, like a stream that goes dry in the heat of summer? The Lord replies. Then the Lord told me, Stop talking like a fool. If you turn back to me and speak my message, I will let you be my prophet once again. I hope the people of Judah will accept what you say. But you can ignore their threats, because I am making you strong like a bronze wall. They are evil and violent, but when they attack, I will be there to rescue you. I, the Lord, have spoken. Jeremiah must live his message. Chapter 16. The Lord said to me, Jeremiah, don't get married and have children. Judah is no place to raise a family. I'll tell you what's going to happen to children and their parents here. They will die of horrible diseases and of war and starvation. No one will give them a funeral or bury them, and their bodies will be food for the birds and wild animals. And what's left will lie on the ground like manure. When someone dies, don't visit the family or show any sorrow. I will no longer love or bless or have any pity on the people of Judah. Rich and poor alike will die and be left unburied. No one will mourn and show their sorrow by cutting themselves or shaving their heads. No one will bring food and wine to help comfort those who are mourning the death of their father or mother. Don't even set foot in a house where there is eating and drinking and celebrating. Warn the people of Judah that I, the Lord All-Powerful, will put an end to all their parties and wedding celebrations. They will ask, Why has the Lord our God threatened us with so many disasters? Have we done something wrong or sinned against him? Then tell them I have said, People of Judah, your ancestors turned away from me. They rejected my laws and teachings and started worshiping other gods. And you have done even worse. You are stubborn, and instead of obeying me, you do whatever evil comes to your mind. So I will throw you into a land that you and your ancestors know nothing about, a place where you will have to worship other gods both day and night, and I won't feel the least bit sorry for you. A time will come when you will again worship me, but you will no longer call me the living God who rescued Israel from Egypt. Instead, you will call me the living God who rescued you from that country in the north and from the other countries where I had forced you to go. Someday I will bring you back to this land that I gave your ancestors. But for now, I am sending enemies who will catch you like fish and hunt you down like wild animals in the hills and the caves. I can see everything you are doing, even if you try to hide your sins from me. I will punish you double for your sins, because you have made my own land disgusting. You have filled it with lifeless idols that remind me of dead bodies. The Lord gives strength. I prayed to the Lord, "Our Lord, you are the one who gives me strength and protects me like a fortress when I am in trouble." People will come to you from distant nations and say, "Our ancestors worshipped false and useless gods, worthless idols made by human hands." Then the Lord replied, "That's why I will teach them about my power, and they will know that I am the true God." The Lord will punish Judah. Chapter 17. The Lord said, "People of Judah, your sins cannot be erased. They are written on your hearts like words chiseled in stone, or carved on the corners of your altars. One generation after another has set up pagan altars and worshipped the goddess Asherah everywhere in your country, on hills and mountains and under large trees. So I'll take everything you own, including your altars, and give it all to your enemies. You will lose the land that I gave you, and I will make you slaves in a foreign country, because you have made my anger blaze up like a fire that won't stop burning." Trust the Lord. I, the Lord, have put a curse on those who turn from me and trust in human strength. They will dry up like a bush in salty desert soil where nothing can grow. But I will bless those who trust me. They will be like trees growing beside a stream, trees with roots that reach down to the water, and with leaves that are always green. They bear fruit every year, and are never worried by a lack of rain. You people of Judah are so deceitful that you even fool yourselves, and you can't change. But I know your deeds and your thoughts, and I will make sure you get what you deserve. You cheated others, but everything you gained will fly away like birds hatched from stolen eggs. Then you will discover what fools you are. Jeremiah prays to the Lord. "Our Lord, your temple is a glorious throne that has stood on a mountain from the beginning. You are a spring of water giving Israel life and hope. But if the people reject what you have told me, they will be swept away like words written in dust. You, Lord, are the one I praise. So heal me and rescue me. Then I will be completely well and perfectly safe." The people of Judah say to me, "Jeremiah, you claim to tell us what the Lord has said, so why hasn't it come true?" "Our Lord, you chose me to care for your people, and that's what I have done. You know everything I have said, and I have never once asked you to punish them. I trust you for protection in times of trouble, so don't frighten me. Keep me from failure and disgrace, but make my enemies fail and be disgraced. Send destruction to make their worst fears come true." Resting on the Sabbath. The Lord said, "Jeremiah, stand at each city gate in Jerusalem, including the one the king uses, and speak to him and everyone else. Tell them I have said, I am the Lord, so pay attention. If you value your lives, don't do any work on the Sabbath. Don't carry anything through the city gates, or through the door of your house, or anywhere else. Keep the Sabbath day sacred. I gave this command to your ancestors, but they were stubborn and refused to obey or to be corrected. But if you obey, then Judah and Jerusalem will always be ruled by kings from David's family. The king and his officials will ride through these gates on horses or in chariots, and the people of Judah and Jerusalem will be with them. There will always be people living in Jerusalem, and others will come here from the nearby villages, from the towns of Judah and Benjamin, from the hill country and the foothills to the west, and from the southern desert. They will bring sacrifices to please me and to give me thanks, as well as offerings of grain and incense. But if you keep on carrying things through the city gates on the Sabbath and keep treating it as any other day, I will set fire to these gates and burn down the whole city, including the fortresses. Jeremiah goes to the pottery shop. Chapter 18. The Lord told me, "Go to the pottery shop, and when you get there, I will tell you what to say to the people." I went there and saw the potter making clay pots on his pottery wheel. And whenever the clay would not take the shape he wanted, he would change his mind and form it into some other shape. Then the Lord told me to say, "People of Israel, I, the Lord, have power over you, just as a potter has power over clay. If I